the American feminist and author Starhawk. This reading is entitled, Community Means Strength. We are all longing to go home to some place we have never been, a half-remembered and half-envisioned place we can only catch glimpses of from time to time. Community. Somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words catch in our throats. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up as we enter. Voices will celebrate with us when we come into our power. Community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing. A circle of friends. Someplace where we can be free. That first line, we are all longing to go home to some place we have never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned that we only catch glimpses of from time to time. I like that Starhawk begins the piece about strength in community with the idea that finding a place that feels like home is an essential part of that process. One of the classic stories about finding a way home is The Wizard of Oz. I also think that story has a lot to say about the value of community. Most of you are familiar with this story. The protagonist, Dorothy, is young and restless. She's curious about what might lie over the rainbow, and she's pretty darn certain that there must be somewhere that is more wondrous and interesting than the place in which she currently resides. She is not feeling particularly satisfied with her community, and she decides to go looking for something better. So a combination of wanderlust and bad weather deliver Dorothy into a very strange and unfamiliar land where she feels uncomfortable and out of place. It quickly becomes apparent to her that this is not exactly the kind of adventure she went looking for, and she decides that she really wants to return home. It's a long and risky journey, but Dorothy does manage to find her way back home. And that is thanks to community-based assistance. The first community, of course, that she encounters embraces Dorothy initially because she makes an accidental but very substantial contribution to their well-being by taking out a tyrant who has been causing unrest. Also, though, after hearing her plight, the folks are not only grateful, but they sympathize with her. They offer moral support. They direct her to someone they think might be able to help, and they provide her with a talisman in the form of the ruby slippers to provide protection against the most serious threat that she will encounter. So Dorothy has to leave that first community behind, but she forms a new one over the course of her journey. What allows Dorothy to form community is her willingness to accept others as they are, to look beyond the surface for their strengths, to have compassion and empathy, but also to do those things without compromising her own truths and ideals. She meets and accepts a shabby looking person who seems to be sort of a scatterbrain, but who in fact is quite sound of mind and a very logical thinker. She offers compassion to the bully who threatens her and discovers that they are just frightened and suffering from low esteem. She takes a chance by assisting one who has been passed by others and regarded as a piece of junk rusting by the side of the road. And what she finds is an extremely tender-hearted and sensitive soul. These are the individuals that form the community, and these are the members of the community that get Dorothy through. She didn't pass up the one who had fallen to pieces after being picked apart by their adversaries, or the one who was acting out because they felt frightened or insecure, or the one that found themselves completely incapacitated after being caught in an unforeseen storm. She also didn't back down when she experienced bullying or when an authority figure tried to renege on a promised compensation. It's important to realize that Dorothy's companions were bolstered by her faith in them, and they were validated by others in the community. This, in turn, strengthened not only the individuals, but the community. They were offered reassurance and validation. You are brave. You are a sound thinker. Your tenderheartedness is an asset. And of course, Dorothy gained some perspective also from her experiences with the Oz community. She was reminded that much of what she valued in the present community in Oz were also there in the community that she'd walked away from, but she hadn't looked hard enough to see it. So the story offers us a reminder that to work in community is sometimes actually work. We have to participate. We have to look for the gifts that others have. And sometimes we have to look deeper. We also have to be open to the gifts that we ourselves bring to the table. So here in our community at REEB, let's remember to be kind to each other. Let's remember that we all need reassurance and acknowledgement and tokens of appreciation. And we need to be recognized for who we are. As Starhawk reminds us, community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter, a circle of healing, a circle of friends, someplace where we can be free.